Shalom to all. Today's office is Babasa Daf Kuf Nun, and we are starting about the second to last narrow line with the word Pshita. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Zar Basar Biakam Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we think you're talking about a person granting a gift. This could be referring to either a Matan Hashchiv Meira, which means all he has to do is verbalize it, and that's an automatic Kinyan. If it's not a Matan Hashchiv Meira, it's just a regular Matan Hasbari, there would have to be Kinyan along with this. The main thing we're focusing on over here is the Lashon and what's included in that. So the Gemara tells us Pshita, it's obvious. Amar, if the fellow said, Metaltalai Laplanya, my Metaltalin, go to that guy, call money to the fellow acquires all of his tools, his utensils, forks, knives, spoons, plates, challah board, shovel, rake, so on and so forth. Except for wheat and barley, which basically means food. Food is not included in the metatolin, only utensils, kalimar. Now let's say the guy said, call metatolin, all of my metatolin go to that guy. So that's including all objects that are moved. Even wheat and barley, meaning even food. He's even kind of the upper part of the millstone, which will be moved when it needs to be fixed. He's just not kind of something like the lower part of the millstone, which is not moved, even if it needs to be fixed. That doesn't fit under the words kol metaltalai. Now let's say the fellow said kol demitaltel, everything which can be moved, afilu recham atachtona kani, the fellow is even kind of the bottom part of the millstone because it could be moved if the fellow wanted to move it. Now by the way, that's a valid question. Avdon eved kemakarka oy kemetaltal dami. Is he like karka or is he like metaltalin? On one hand, he's like karka because we know avadim are iskish lekarkois. There's a pasuk that compares him to karka. On the other hand, avadim are movable and they do move, so maybe they're considered like metaltalin. And about this, Amalei Rav Acha Bar Ravi L'Ravashi, Rav Acha Bar Ravi told Ravashi, Tashma, come and hear a raya from a Mishnah that tells us, Hamechaz Zeir, if the fellow sold the city, maybe he built the city and decided to keep the whole thing for himself, now he's selling it to the highest bidder, and he didn't stipulate anything specific, he just said, I'm selling the city. Machar Batim Shichrim Ares, he sells the houses, ditches and caves that are in it, Umechatzoyes and bathhouses, Ubate Abadin, and the olive presses, Ubez Ashlachin, and fields that need to be watered, Avalois HaMetaltalin, but not any metaltalin. That's because when he says city, he implies just the karka, or the things that are connected to the karka, and therefore metaltalin not included. In this. However, Bizman Sha'amar, if he had said, I'm selling it and anything that's in it, even if there were behemoths or avadim in it, everything is sold. Now, if you want to say avadim are like metatolin, that's why in the Resha, when he didn't specify selling everything in it, he just said he's selling the city, the avadim are not included because they're not karka, they're metatolin. If you want to say that avadim are like karka, why in the Resha are the avadim not included in that sale? So Rav Ashi responded to that by saying, what you want to say that avadim are metaltalin? Well, then my afilu. In the second part of the Mishnah, what does it mean afilu? When the fellow had stipulated, I'm selling everything in the city, the Mishnah had said that metaltalin are included, and afilu, even avadim. Well, if avadim are metaltalin, there's no reason to say even avadim. Of course they're included. It must be that since the Mishnah puts an extra focus on the fact that avadim are also included, that there's something funny going on over here. Al ma'isach lememar, so what would you answer to this? Shani metaltal denayed, metaltal deloy naid. The metaltalin which move, meaning they move on their own, that's different than metaltalin that don't move on their own. And since avadim move on their own, that's why the Mishnah has to give them a special mention that they're included in metaltalin. Well, if that's the case, says Ravashi, afilu tema kamakarka dami, then we can even say that avadim are actually like karka, and shani makarka denayed, makarka deloy naid. Karka, which moves itself on its own, is different than karka that doesn't move itself. And that's why avadim would not be included as part of the sale in the first part of the Mishnah, because even though they are karka, they're karka which moves. And so we don't have a raya from here. The Gemara continues, Amar Ravina L'Ravashi, Ravina tells Ravashi, Tashma, let's bring a raya from the following. And we had this yesterday. That's proper girsa. A person wrote over all of his nechassim to his eved, yatzim and chayrin. That eved goes free because included in this fellow's nechassim is his eved. So he's basically telling his eved, you go free and you can have all my nechassim. However, shir karka kol shehu, if he retains some karka for himself, meaning he wrote in the shtar to his eved, you can have all my nechassim except for a little bit of karka, lo yatzim and chayrin, the eved doesn't go free because we assume that the master is retaining the eved himself as that karka. Rav Shimon tells us, the eved will always go free until the master says, kol nechassim yusun l'plani avdi, all my nechassim are given to that fellow my Eved, except for 1/10,000th of them, and in that situation we assume that the 1/10,000th which he's leaving over for himself is the Eved. Now Amar Rav Din Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Din Bar Yosef said b'shem Rav Elazar on this, also metaltalin shir etzel Eved, v'lo also metaltalin shir etzel ksuba. In the case of the Eved, if he was Meshayer, not karka for himself, but metaltalin, that's considered a shir, and we say that the thing that he was retaining for himself is the Eved. Believing over metaltalin is not something that we say by ksuba. Remember we had said this referring to when a shchiv meira gave away all of his possessions to his Yarshim, but was Meshayer something for his wife. And if she didn't protest and she accepted this with peace and equanimity, just a small thing that her husband left her over, then she loses her right to collect the ksuba from his other properties. And what we just said now is that this does not apply if she was given metaltalin. That's not considered a shear, and she doesn't lose her rights to collect her ksuba from those other properties. And we continue explaining, for Amrali Rava Ravnachman, Rava told Ravnachman, my taima, why is this so? Because avda metaltalahu, avadim are metaltalin, umetaltal metaltala, have a shear. Metaltalin for metaltalin is considered a shear. Again, when the master said, you could have all my nechasim except for metaltalin, it must be must be the reason why the Eved doesn't go free is because the Eved himself is considered metaltalin, so he fits into this shear of metaltalin. Whereas the Ksubas Isha, Mekarkahu, the Ksub of a woman has to be paid out from Karka, her lien, her shibud is in Karka, umetaltal Mekarka, loy have a shear, and Karka to metaltalin is not a shear. In other words, the shibud, the lien of a woman's Ksub is on Karka, therefore if she was given Karka, we say she was Meichel on that shibud. But her being given metaltalin doesn't mean that she's Meichel her shibud on those properties the Yarshim received, because her shibud isn't metaltalin. And so it seems to be that we see very clearly from here, says Ravina Tervashi, that an Eved is considered metaltalin. However, Kufnono and Beis on top, Amar Leir, Vashi told him, Anan Mishum Delav Kros Gita Masina La. We're teaching the reason why the Eved doesn't go free is because it's not Kros Gita. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's included in the shear of the master. It's simply because it's not Kros Gita. We know that by any get, any document of severance, when we're breaking up the relationship between two people or two things, it has to be apparent from the words themselves that are written in the document that there's a 100% severance and cutting off of this relationship. And that's by get Isha from a man to a woman, also by get Shechur from a master to an Eved. And over here, it's not 100% apparent. It's not a full Kros Gita because the master said, I'm leaving something over. Mashma, that he's retaining something for himself, and it's not a full sending off of his Eved. And that's why the Eved doesn't go free. Nothing to do with the fact that the Eved is Karka or Metaltalin. So once again, we don't have a riot to whether or not Eved is Karka or Metaltalin. Now the Gemara tells us, Amarava, Amar Nachman, Chamisha, there are five different things. Ad Sheikhtivu, Kol Nechseihen. The din is going to be different if the person writes over all of their Nechasim. But if they don't write over all of their Nechasim, then there will be another din. Veiluhain, these are them. We're going to list them in short, and then we're going to explain them one by one. Shchivera, Avdoi, Ishtoi, Ubanov, and Mavreches. Now we explain them. Shchivera, Ditnan, we have a Mishnah, we already had this. Shchivera, Shekazu, Kol Nechasim, Acherim. If Shchivera wrote over all of his Nechasim to others, Vishir, Karka, Koshu, when he left over a little bit of Karka for himself, and then he got better, Matnasa, Kayames, that's a valid Matana, they get to keep all these properties that he gave them. However, Loishir, Karka, Koshu, if he didn't leave over any property for himself, in Matnasa, Kayames, his Matana to those people is not Kayom, because again, as we've explained, he only gave them away because he thought he was going to die, and since he lived, he gets to take everything back. And this is example number one of where we see that there's a difference between giving everything away or retaining something for oneself. Avdai, his Eved, was this referring to? So we just had this, and Anna Mishnah tells us, if a person writes over all of his Nechasim to his Eved, Yatsa ben Chayrin, the Eved goes free. However, Shir Kaka Koshahu, if the master retains something for himself, Lo Yatsa ben Chayrin, the Eved doesn't go free. On to the next one, Ishtai, what about his wife? Damar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hakazakon Chazal Ishtai, if a person writes over all of his Nechasim to his wife, Lo Yasa El Apachapa, he only turned her into an Apachapis, a manager of his estate, as we've explained previously. That's because he's just trying to impress upon the Yusai, his Yarshim, that his wife is the one that's running everything and they have to show her proper respect, but not that he's actually giving her all of his Nechasim. And here as well, there's a difference between if he writes everything over to her or if he retains something for himself or gives it to a different person, then he actually does intend to be makna everything to his wife. On to the fourth case, Banav, his sons. What's this referring to? So we already had it. The Nana Mishnah tells us, Hakasav Kon Chazal Banav, the person writes over all of his Nechasim to his sons, Vakasav L'Ishtai Karka Kol Shehu, and he wrote over a little bit of Karka to his wife, of the Ksubasa, she loses her Ksuba, meaning she's not able to collect her Ksuba from those properties given over to the kids, because that shows that she's Meichel and everything. However, if he did not give her anything and he wrote over literally every single last thing to his sons, so then she doesn't lose her Ksuba. So here again, we see the difference between everything and not everything. And lastly, Mavreches. We have the case of Mavreches, which means to like hide away or smuggle. In modern Hebrew, Lehavriach Hagvul means to smuggle or sneak across the border, and that's what's happening over here. This refers to a case where a woman is getting remarried and she doesn't want her new husband to have any ability to take her property, and she wants to be Mavriachet, smuggle it away or hide it away from him, and therefore before she gets married, she writes over all of her nechasim as a gift to somebody else. And so where do we see this? Darmaya was stated, Mavreches, when she's trying to hide away her nechasim from her new husband, she has to write over all of her nechasim. Then it's apparent to us that the only reason why she's writing everything over is because she wants to hide them from her husband, and in the event that he divorces her or dies, then she could take back her nechasim. But if she didn't give over everything and there was a little bit of a shear or something was left over, so then we just look at this as a gift of all of her nechasim to somebody else, and she's not able to take them back from the person. These are all five things that Rava said B'Shem Rav Nachman, that there's a difference between giving over everything and leaving a little bit for oneself. Now, just further clarify, with all of these, metaltalei have a shear. If a person leaves over metaltalin, that's also considered a shear. It doesn't have to be karka, lebar miksuba, except for the case of the ksuba, which is when a person gives over all of his nechasim to his kids, leaving only a little bit for his wife. Damakarki tekin rabbanon, memetaltalei loy tekin rabbanon. The rabbanon were metakin that the ksuba is collected from karka and not from metaltalin, and therefore, if the husband gave the wife metaltalin, it's not considered like she's being meichel on her ksuba. However, Amemar says, Metaltalin Ksivi Biksuba, if in her Ksuba was written that she could collect particular Metaltalin for her Ksuba, even though it's not standard, that's what happened to be written in her Ksuba. Let's say he said, you could collect my expensive watch as part of your Ksuba payment, V'isnu Beinayu, and those Metaltalin are still around, that watch is still here, and that happens to be the thing that the husband gave her as part of his distribution of his Nechasim, have a shear, then that would be considered a shear, even though it's Metaltalin, since it was written in her Ksuba, and when she received it from the husband, she didn't say anything about the rest of her Ksuba, so then we say that it is considered a shear, and she's Meichel on the rest. And the Gemara continues, going back to our discussion from Amud Aleph, when a person says, all my Metaltalin go to that fellow, what's included in Metaltalin? So the Gemara now tells us, Amar, let's say the fellow said, Nechasai Leplanya, my Nechasim, my possessions go to that fellow, what's included in Nechasim? So we're going to have a whole list of things. Avda Ikri Nechsei, Avadim are considered possessions. Now the Mishnah says, Hakasav Kol Nechasav La'Avdai, if a person writes over all of his possessions to his Eved, Yatsav Ben Chayrin, the Eved goes free because the Eved is considered one of the fellow's possessions, and that means that he's giving the Eved his own freedom. Another one, Ara Ikri Nechsei, land is called Nechasim. Then now we have Mishnah that says, Nechasim Shesh Lamachrayas, Nechasim Lehavachrayas, which is another word for Karka, Nikna Bekesav Shtar Bechazaka, they could be acquired with Kesav Shtar and Chazaka. And so we see that land is called Nechasim. Another one, Glima, which literally means a cloak, it's just referring to some sort of clothing or garment, Ikri Nechsei, that's also called Nechasim. Then now because the same Mishnah we just quoted tells us, V'she'en Lehen Achrayas, Nechasim that are called Ein Lamachrayas, which is referring to Metaltalin, Ein Niknin El Mashicha, they're only acquired through Mashicha, and we know that a Glima is considered Nechasim She'en Lamachrayas, it's considered Metaltalin, and once again, it's being called Nechasim. On to another one, Zuzi Ikri Nechsei, money, coins, that's called Nechasim. Then now because the same Mishnah says, V'she'en Lamachrayas, things that are Ein Lamachrayas, Niknim Im Nechasim She'esh Lamachrayas, they could be acquired along with Nechasim She'esh Lamachrayas, they could be acquired along with property because of Shtar B'chazaka. And where do we see this? Kiyadar Papa, just like the case of Papa, Havulei Tracer Alfei Zuzi Bechuzai, he had 12,000 Zuz deposited by somebody in Bechuzai, which is pretty far away, and he had no way of getting it, but then he found out that the Rosh Baracha was going to Bechuzai, so he asked him, can you please do me a favor and pick that money up for me? Now the problem is, he knew that they wouldn't give as much to Rosh Baracha, because if he lost it along the way, then they would still be responsible to give 12,000 Zuz to Rav Papa. And so what did Rav Papa do? Akninu Niyalei Rosh Baracha, Agav Asef and Debesei, he was makne all this money to Rosh Baracha, Agav the threshold of his house. We'll explain this in a minute, let's just finish the story. Ki Asa, when Rosh Baracha came back with all the money, Nafak La'ape Atavach, Rav Papa was so excited, he went all the way to Tavach to meet Rosh Baracha. Now what do we see from here? That Rosh Baracha was able to acquire this 12,000 Zuz that was very far away by acquiring some property. That's what the Mishnah was telling us. She'ein Lamachrayas, Niknin Im Nechasim She'esh Lamachrayas, because of Shtar B'chazaka. Rosh Baracha made a kinyan on the threshold of Rav Papa's house, and he acquired these other Nechasim, this money that was in this other place. And so we see that money is considered Nechasim. We continue with more things. Shtara Ikri Nechsei, a Shtar is called Nechasim. Some Rabbi Yitzchak, he tells us, and we're going to only see the Raya all the way at the end of this Memra, Shnei Shtar is saying, there's two different dinim in regards to Shtaris. Amar, if a person tells two Edim, Zachu Besad Zel Aplaini, I want you to be Zeich in this field for that person, meaning I want to give it to him as a gift. And then the person said, V'kis V'lais HaShtar, write the Shtar for him that I gave it to him as a gift. Chayzer B'Shtar V'Einu Chayzer B'Sadeh, he could be Chayzer from the Shtar, but he can't be Chayzer from the field. Because the moment he said, I want you to acquire the field for him, they automatically made the Kenyan. And the fact that the Shtar is being written is just a Raya Ba'alma. It's just a proof that a Kenyan was made. But again, the Kenyan was done already. Therefore, if this fellow wants to be an Indian giver and take his field back, he's not able to. It's his tough luck. He could take the Shtar back. This is just not going to be a Shtar documenting it. But again, the Kenyan did work. However, the gift giver said, I want you to be Zeich in the field, Al Menas Shetichtavu Loy As HaShtar, on condition that you write a Shtar for him. So this is one and the same thing. Chayzer Be'im Shtar Be'im Sadeh, if the guy wants to go back, he could be Chayzer from the Shtar being written and even from the field being given, because the Kenyan on the field is happening through the Shtar, not separate from it, and that's why he could be Chayzer on both. Now here's where we're going to be bringing our Raya from. Rav Chiya Bar Avin Amar Rav Huna, Shloish HaShtar is saying, there's actually three different dinim regarding Shtaris. Trey, Hani Da Amran, two are the ones that we just said, and Indich, the other one, is Im Kadam Meicher, if the Meicher preceded, because of his Ashtar, and he wrote the Shtar. Let's say Reuven was going to be selling his field to Shimon, and it happens to be that there was a cipher in town that was able to write the Shtar, and the guy's going to be leaving, and he's not going to be around by the time the Kenyan actually takes place. And so Reuven had the Shtar written, I sold my field to Shimon, even though it wasn't sold yet. That's 100% valid, that's not a problem, and that's because Kashish Shaninu, like what was learned, Kofner Alpha Amad Alpha on the top, Kaisun Shtar Lemeicher, one could write a Shtar for a Meicher for a seller, V'afal Pisha Ein Lekech Imai, even though Lekech is not there, and the sale didn't take place yet. And what's the practical outcome of this? Kimish Echzek Zebekarka, once the buyer, Shimon, makes a Chazaka on the property, Nikna Shtar Komakam Shahu, he automatically acquires that Shtar that was already written wherever it's located, even though it's not here. And Mizusha Shaninu, this is what we had taught, Nechasim She'en Lamachrayas, Nikanim Nechasim She'esh Lamachrayas, because of Shtar B'Chazaka, that Metaltalin are acquired along with property by way of Kesef Shtar B'Chazaka. And once again, what's being acquired over here once the Kenyan was made on the property? A Shtar. So we see that Shtar is considered Nechasim. We're going to stop for the day, but pick up tomorrow with more examples of what's included in Nechasim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.